I just love this call. I love to get the chance to hear you guys on the phone, and I love the chance to be able to equip you guys in your business now for 2005. You know what? Today's the last day of January. I want you to look backwards to January 1 or December 31st and say, okay, have I made improvement this month? Have I gotten one step closer to my goals? Have I made a commitment that I follow through with? Did I finish something I started? That's what you got to ask yourself, because I'm not going to let you start February 1 if you have not, if you cannot say yes to any one of those questions. And I'm just looking for one yes to any one of those questions. If you cannot, then you got some serious thinking to do and some decisions to make starting tonight before you go to bed. Because you cannot let another 28 days go by without a plan of action, without something in motion to getting you closer to your goals. Have you defined your goals? You know, January 3rd, I talked about setting goals. And have you checked anything off your list? Have you taken a step forward? I don't care if it's for guitar lessons. I don't care if it's for a basket weaving class. I don't care what the goal is. Have you made one step, one inch forward, getting closer to where you want to go? Hey, listen, I know tonight we're going to have a great time talking about the step number two. We're going to talk about the business presentation step. We're going to talk about what your job is in that step. I'm not going to talk about tonight about how to do that business presentation, although I could spend 3 hours on doing that. I could actually meet with a room of people and really help you guys to be powerful presenters. But that's not what this call is designed for. This call is your part of that business presentation, because the majority of you, either you are already doing BPs, and that's fine, but most of you bring people to a presentation either on the web or on live on the phone or live in a group. Okay, so that's what the topic's going to be. For those of you who have never heard about me before, have never heard about our services, and you're wondering who this, you know, why you're even on the phone with me, I'd be wondering the same stinking thing. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old, very confused, wounded young lady who grew up in an abusive home with a father and mother who were drug addicts. My dad told me that I was fat, ugly, and good for nothing, and I'd never amount to anything my entire life. And therefore, when I first heard about going into business for myself in a home-based business when I was 19, I said, you know what, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. I really believed, and this was a pillar in my mind, that people like me don't succeed in anything. That's what I believed. And so after 2 months of him persisting with me, I finally decided to get started. And after 6 months of absolute failure, I couldn't sponsor anybody. I couldn't get any customers started. I talked to hundreds and hundreds of people, and just about everybody said no. And after 6 months of that kind of failure, I heard about a training seminar. And that seminar was going to cost, between all the expenses, about $1,500 for me to get to, and I had not worked a job for 6 months. I was $25,000 in debt, and I was really struggling. And I was told if I didn't go, that the people would not work with me, that I had to make that kind of investment into my education. So I went. Came out of that seminar, mind you, I had to come up with the money. I didn't have the money. It wasn't convenient. I had to travel. None of it was convenient about the weekend. And so often people are looking for the best circumstances to become successful in life. Well, I can tell you right now, you're going to wait and probably die before that happens, because the reality is this planet ain't perfect. And this planet wasn't designed to create perfect circumstances for you. This planet was designed to test you, to make you stronger, to make you wiser, to make you better. And perfect scenarios don't quite accomplish those three things. So anyway, I went to this training seminar, came out of that, made $4,000 the first 8 days, $11,000 the next month, $15,000 the next check, the next check after that was just under $21,000. So, decided I want to go off, get married, make some babies. Found out that the people I was working with were a bunch of lying, cheating, stealing crooks that were manipulating and hurting and taking advantage of people. I lost the faith in what I was doing because of the leadership in the organization. Used the excuse, I'm married now, want to go make babies. Went and did that. I had everything stolen from me. Had the business that I made stolen from me as a direct result of leaving. Next thing that happened is that after just a couple months, the guy that I married changed his mind. Actually, he changed his mind about being monogamous. Decided he wanted a couple other side relationships going on at the same time. Decided he wanted to just take my credit cards and run them up as fast as he could. So all of a sudden, one day on December 1st of 1990, I found out that my baby bank account had been drained and the balance was $2.03. Found out that my credit cards were maxed out to $35,000 debt. He was long gone with some other beautiful blonde. That rhymes. I wasn't even trying. So, after several weeks of being in absolute self-pity, blaming him, blaming my father, after several weeks of whining, murmuring, and complaining, I was completely homeless for several weeks. I gave up on everything. Found a job eventually as a cocktail waitress, went from the number one international producer in that company to hello. Totally, completely broke and homeless. Completely. Devastated. Gave up my dreams, my goals, my passion, my vision, my future. Gave up everything. And my biggest goal was to just be a cocktail waitress. Well, after I got mad at myself on the day of Christmas, I said, enough is enough. Something's got to change. The very next day, started a business from the trunk of my car, a payphone booth, and a voicemail box. Hand wrote a flyer, got 25 phone calls in 3.5 hours to a voicemail, sat in front of a payphone booth, plopping quarters inside. I was a cocktail waitress, so those things were available to me. Plopping quarters, and guess what? Made 25 phone calls, 24 out of 25 people said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. First 10 hours I put into that from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth with no product, no brochure, no physical address to have the product shipped to me even if I had the money to purchase it, made $2,000 profit. Next 30 hours still working as a cocktail waitress, made $6,500. First full-time month after quitting my job as a cocktail waitress, made $10,000, became the number one international producer in that company, broke all the international sales records. They had hundreds of thousands of reps worldwide. It's a household name, this company is. If I said the name, 99% of you would know who I was talking about. My first year in that company made $250,000. By the end of my second year, made my first million. This is now I'm 23 years of age when I made my first million. In the midst of working part-time 20 hours a week and pumping out 5 babies, made millions of dollars working in this awesome industry that you all are in. That you all are in. Where else can you take a broke cocktail waitress who's been abused as a child, who did not believe in herself, who believed that people like her don't succeed, can start from the trunk of a car at a payphone booth? Start from nothing. Have every excuse in the world why she should fail, but instead look for one reason why she should succeed. And that one reason at that time was my daughter, who I had already had. She was 4. And I did not want her looking at me the way I had oftentimes looked at my parents, saying, I don't ever want to be like that. So if I can do it, so can you. And it really is about stepping up to the plate, moving forward, and making things happen. That's really what it's about. Hey, if you are on the phone and somebody drove you to the call tonight, and you're here for the very first time, and this person, either is in business already or you're in business with them, you really need to turn to them after you get off the phone with me and just say, ma'am, thank you. Because it says a lot about the person. They've got, you know, their ego in the right place. There's a lot of people that just cannot promote another trainer or somebody else to help them because they want all the credit for everything. And it says a lot about this person's ego. So, and if you have somebody that you are working with, a supervisor, a manager, an upline, whatever it is that you want to call it, and they are doing good and they have results, that's how you know if you're doing good. What are their results? Not what they say, but what are their results? What's their check? Are they on those bonus charts? Are they on, are they in the top production charts, the top enrollment charts? Are they bringing people in? Are they driving people through the business? If you have somebody like that, that you have access to, you really better pay attention to them and learn their system and do what they do, because that's how I learned this thing. I found somebody that was breaking charts and copied them, and that's how I learned it. So make sure that you pay attention to that person, because it's very important. It's vital. I can't tell you any coaching clients of mine that never even think to ask their upline who is successful for help. It's amazing to me. Okay, so let's get right into the topic. Right now, and this is about step 2. This is the second week of a 5-week series. Okay, now, this is the only time, remember last week I was talking about the initial contact with the person, which basically you read the script book on page 2. If you're working cold leads, if you're working warm leads, you use any one of the 16 scripts that are inside of that package from the script book. And if you don't have the script book, I highly recommend that you get it, that you can get that script book at DanniJohnson.com. Again, that's DaniJohnson.com. and it's in the product section. You can become a free member on that website. There's 50 hours of free training inside of that site, calls like this, where people have made thousands of dollars rudely taking advantage of my website. But that's okay. That's what we set up there for you. Rudely take advantage of those 50 free calls. There's thousands and tens of thousands of dollars worth of training that's on those calls that you can turn into money for yourself. So we have a heart for those people who started just like me, who don't have the finances to purchase things to help their business. Well, it's there for free. But if you've got the finances, make the investment. Get yourself the script book. Get yourself the CDs from North Carolina. It's the First Step to Success CDs. So at least get your business started. Okay, so when it comes to the second step, now you just completed the first step, meaning you set up the appointment for them to take a look at your opportunity or for them to take a look at your product line. This is the only time that they hear about your products. This is the only time they hear about your company. This is the only time they hear about your compensation plan, the money, the benefits, the trips, the bonuses. This is the only time that they are to hear about those things. If you speak about those things beforehand, now they have questions in their mind. They formulate opinion on like a tenth of the amount of information that they should have. So this is vital. And again, you don't have to do it my way. Do it whatever way makes you feel the best and gets you the most results. I'm just telling you this is the way that I learned how to do it that got me the most results. I tried it a bunch of other ways and got no results. So I pretty much tried every other way there was to fail and then found a way to succeed. And what I'm sharing with you is how to succeed, okay? So you can do it whatever way that you want. You can do it however which way your upline has proven that it works, okay? But this is if you don't have that kind of direction, then listen to this, okay? So again, you do not, and I taught this last week, and that call, by the way, is archived on our website. That, and here's the bottom line, in that first call, you don't talk about your products. You don't talk about your comp plan. You don't talk about the money, benefits, trips, bonuses, none of that stuff. Only during the business presentation do you do that. Why? Because it provokes objections from the prospect. It provokes questions from the prospect, like, really, well, how much does it cost to get started? You don't want them asking you those questions before they take a look at the whole opportunity, because you're going to have to give them an answer. Either you're going to evade the answer, which makes them not trust you, or you're going to tell them the truth. And there was no value assigned to the $299 ticket or the $3,000 ticket that you're selling. I don't know what it is that you're marketing, but the reality is if you give them the price before you give them the value or build up the eager want to have the value, guess what? You just basically cut the deal off. It's over. Okay? Now, there's lots of ways to present the opportunity, and there's lots of ways you all present it. I just have seven listed. There's more than seven, but these are just seven ways. Some of you present your opportunity through the website, and this is something that you need to make sure is happening, and all you do is you check the results, okay? The results are this. Some of you have a website where you have actually a presentation that talks, an audio presentation that speaks to the website. Now, historically, they have found, and people have done research with websites, that when there's audio attached to a website, it gets far more results than if it's just all text. Now, I'm here to stand in the truth with that, because if there's a website that other than like Buckle.com, which is like my favorite clothing store, if there's audio, if you're looking for an opportunity and you have audio attached to your website, all the better. All the better. Even if it's just you recording your story, you're going to hold the person's attention more, okay? So, with a website, either you're driving people to compelling sales copy. Most websites, for example, do not have an ounce of compelling sales copy. How do you know if yours does? Does it bring the prospect to call to action? That's how you know if your website has compelling sales copy. Most corporate websites are just nothing but information that bore the heck out of people that do not get them to say, I want to do this. Do you understand? So it has to be what we call sales copy. All right? So, or if you have a web presentation, there's an audio attached to the text. Make sure it brings the prospect to a call to action. Number two, compelling sales copy in a packet. There's some of your companies that all you do is you mail out packets of information. Make sure that whatever you're mailing has compelling sales copy, has your name, address, telephone number. They have a way to get to your website where they can check out more information or even a conference call number, okay? So that's another way that you may present your opportunity is there's some companies that you just have compelling sales copy that gets mailed out to people. Number three, how do you know if it has compelling sales copy? Well, you have people call you. They get the packet, They call you and say, I got the information. How do I get started? Okay? How do you know if your website has compelling sales copy? They call you and they say, I saw the website. How do I sign up? Or they signed up right on the website. That's how you know if you have compelling sales copy. Number three, that's what I mean by call to action, meaning that they step up, pick up the phone, say, I want it now. Number three, conference calls. Okay, now, conference calls should be anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes long. They should be formatted. Formatted meaning that there is some kind of a outline for that. Any kind of presentation needs to be an outline. You create a problem, then you give the solution. And there's conference calls that you're probably bringing people to that are live or recorded. Number four, there's one-on-one live belly-to-belly presentations. Those are great. I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of those personally. And what it is you set up a one-on-one appointment, you sit across the coffee shop, and you go through a flip chart. Or you put it on a piece of paper, whatever. Number five is it's a combination of a recorded call, like a 5 to 8 minute long recorded call and a website. For some of you, that's what you do. You three-way them into a 5 to 8 minute recorded call, then you drive them to a website. Number six, one-on-one on the phone. Man, I got some rookies doing that, and they're making sales 1 to 3 a day by presenting it live one-on-one on the phone. Now, that's not for everybody. That's someone with some serious high energy. So one-on-one on the phone is another way. And if you are to do something like that, script it out. It must be scripted. Now, if your company does not have it available, don't write one. Are you with me? Unless you're making over 6 figures a year, don't you dare change what is already going on inside the company. You must first master what the people that are making 6 figures in your company are already doing. Don't you dare reinvent the wheel. Don't try to come up with some script that you think can work better, because if you're taking people to a conference call or to a website, it's not working. I can guarantee you, if other people are using those tools and it's working for them, if someone's making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $40,000, $100,000 a month, the system works. You first must learn that system. Then when you start making some fat cash, then go ahead and get cocky and try to experiment. But don't you dare experiment now. You just are writing yourself a death sentence. Let me say that again. You're on death row if you are trying to reinvent the wheel. So, one-on-one on the phone. Some companies, that's what they have. That's what they do. That's their program. Number seven, live group presentation. Homes, hotels, offices. Man, I rented this little thing called Kona Outdoor Circle, which is like a ridiculous place to do meetings. But, hey, we made 10 grand a month in that little room. Rented for $25 an hour. It worked great. Okay, so those are 7 different ways that many of you are presenting your opportunity, okay? And it really doesn't matter which way you use, but that you do a way, that you do a formalized presentation somehow. Whether it's one of these 7 ways really doesn't matter. Now, we personally believe in presenting the whole opportunity at that point so that they can see the full picture. Okay, so that they're not getting half picture when you talk to them the first time, but that they get the complete infomercial. That's what it is. It's an infomercial, okay? They get the whole infomercial from start to finish, and if you're anything like me, you cannot watch infomercials. Not because they're so lame, but because my credit card is out and I'm in big trouble if I watch an infomercial. Ah, it's really bad. Boy, you should see the exercise equipment I have. They were little tiny purchases, though. I'm not that stupid. Okay, so depending on their results, depending on their response after they take a look at the full picture, depending on their response, determines whether or not you decide to work with them, whether or not you decide to help them achieve what they revealed to you in step one. Step one, again, was the initial contact, okay? If you're calling them back, and let's say that you are scheduling them for a conference call, okay? Let's say that, you know, you did the initial contact and then the conference call takes place in 2 hours or something like that, all right? And this is if you're calling them back or you are going to pick them up to take them to a live presentation, whichever it is. If you do 3 ways, this is the format that you should use. This is what works so effectively. I got a few points. I think I have 3 points here. Number one, okay, so let's just say, I'm just giving you a hypothetical. Let's just say that you scheduled Susie, okay? You scheduled Susie at, 8 o'clock for an 8 o'clock conference call, okay? Well, you told her, I'm going to call you back at about 7:55, Susie, so that I can three-way you into the call that starts at 8 o'clock. And remember, you reminded her of her goals and her strengths and her needs, okay? So now it's 7:55, okay, and you're going to call Susie back. Let me give you the instructions of what you do before you do that. Okay, number one, you get on the phone and you begin in the very same way that you did the initial call. You build a rapport. Hey, Susie, how's it going? And she's still going, who's this? Why? Because she just met you for the first time 3 hours ago, okay? So, hey, Susie, how's it going? And you should have taken notes, like I taught you last week, in the initial contact. So, you know, like, hey, did your kids come home from school? You get the homework stuff done? You know, dinner go all right? Get her talking about herself. Control the conversation by asking her some questions for like a minute to max. Number two, the next thing that you're going to do when you get her back on the phone at 7:55 before you take her through to a recorded call or a live pre-recorded call is you build respect to the presenter. Let me go ahead and demonstrate how you do that. Number one, you're going to say, do you have a piece of paper and a pen, Susie? And she's going to say, oh, no, uh-uh. Go get one. You got to have paper and pen. You're going to want to take notes, okay? When I'm saying that, I am developing urgency in her. Go get a piece of paper and a pen. Okay, great. Now, Susie, are you in a quiet place? Are you in a place where you are not going to be distracted or interrupted? Because you do not want to miss 1 ounce of the information that John Nikahuku is going to give to you tonight. Okay? So you want to be in a quiet place. We are not going to be interrupted. In fact, I'll just hold for a minute. You want to go ahead and tell your family that you cannot be interrupted. Now is probably a good time to do that. What am I doing? I am developing the importance of what she's about to hear. This is a professional thing. Okay? So you say, do you have a piece of paper and a pen? Okay, good. Are you in a quiet place? Maybe right now would be a good time to go tell your family that you cannot be interrupted. Okay? So make sure you're in a quiet place where you can't be distracted. Okay? Because John Nikahuku, man, he is a quadruple diamond in our company, or whatever you want to call it. I know companies have all these neat names for positions. He's a presidential award winner, or whatever his title is, okay? Because John Nikahuku, man, he is going to do a phenomenal job. The guy has had incredible results at the company. He's been with the company for quite some time now. He is going to get you that information that you are desiring so that you can blank, okay? Repeat her goals back to her again, okay? So you don't want to miss a word of what John Nikahuku is going to tell you tonight, okay? Not a word, because he's going to share something that most people never get the chance to hear, okay? So you want to make sure not miss any of it. Come on, Susie, you've been in a situation like, what did I say? You don't want to be in that kind of position, okay? All right, awesome. All right, here's the third thing that you want to do with her. Okay, and then now you're going to three-way her into the call. You say, okay, Susie, I'm going to bring you to the information that is going to show you how you can make that extra $50,000 a year working from home without that boss you hate. Okay? So you got your pen. You're in a quiet place. All right, girl. Let's go take lots of notes, man. We are so blessed because Mr. Mikahuku is really going to give you that information so that you can generate that extra $50,000 this year. All right. Let's go ahead and get the call. Boom. Take her to the call. Okay, so what did I do? I prepared her for what she's about to hear. I didn't get on the phone and, like, do nothing and shoot the breeze and accomplish nothing. No, I put her mindset. I framed her mind for what I want the outcome to be. I want her to pay attention. I want her to listen intently with respect. I want her to not be sitting there the first 5 minutes of the call going, John Mia, who, what? I don't want her sitting there going, who's this guy? What's this all about? Oh, my gosh, this is stupid. This isn't going to work. Because that's what's going through their head the first 5 minutes. So you can take care of that mind chatter by framing her, posturing her, positioning her to receive what? To receive information she doesn't want to miss out on so she can make $50,000 extra a year working from home without a boss she hates. A-duh. Isn't that awesome? Everything is about framing, guys. The television does it to you. They frame you to spend money on things you don't need. Okay? You are framing her, positioning her, posturing her to listen, to pay attention. Because who she's listening from deserves respect for what he has accomplished. She's not thinking those things when she first gets on the phone. Now listen to me carefully. I have worked the deal with thousands of people. I've done this. And I've had people who have not framed the prospect's mind, and I've had people who have successfully framed the prospect's mind. Like a picture frame? picture frame of what to look at, okay? Well, check it out. The people who have not framed the prospect are sitting there looking at me with like seven eyes going, who are you? Why am I listening to you? What kind of scam is this? Then I've had other people who framed the prospect perfectly, and that prospect sitting in the front row taking notes, eager to prove that they are deserving of the opportunity. Hello? It's all in the framing. Okay, so I bring it to the call. Listen, some of you are going to email me. You're going to do these things, and guess what's going to happen? You're not going to have people hanging up on you in the middle of the conference call anymore because you framed it right. All right? Now, what you did is you created an eager want for what it is that you have, and they didn't even want it to begin with. That's what you've done. Okay, so if you are in the situation where you pick up the person and you bring them to a live presentation, all right? So you're picking up a group of people and bring them to a live meeting. Number one, you don't want to be late. You need to get there early, all right? So if the meeting starts at 7:30, then you absolutely want to get there earlier. Oh, by the way, let me take one step back. If you're bringing people to a conference call, do not call it a presentation. Listen, people hear presentation, the first thing that pops in their mind is timeshare. Then a lot of people that rolled over on those deals, and that is a negative thing. You triggered a negative emotion out of them when you say that. But when you just simply say to them, this is where you're going to get the information. I have a way where you can get the information live and interactive on the phone. You can ask questions, blah, blah. Okay? Information. That's what they were looking for. There's nothing intrusive about information. There's nothing invasive about information. There's nothing intimidating about information. However, meeting and presentation is intimidating. Meeting and presentation says I have to buy something. Meeting and presentation says that they're going to pressure me into buying something I don't even want. So they start formulating excuses in their mind before the thing even starts. This way, right here, this is beautiful. I'm framing the mind for information. Information, you can throw it away if you want to, right? So their guard is not up. Okay. But if you're picking the person up, okay, I've seen too many people do this. Or let's say you're meeting somebody at a presentation. You meet them there 15 minutes early. The meeting is not going to start for 5, 10, 15 minutes, right? Then what do you do there? You frame your prospect once again. Okay, works like this. Number one, you need to get the prospect talking about themselves. Okay? So you do not, number two, talk about you or the company, or the product, or the bonus, or the comp plan, or what you like about it, or what it's done for you, or what it's done for Joe. Are you with me? So number one, you get them to talk about themselves, and you get them to talk more about their needs, strengths, and goals. Number two, you don't talk about you or anything that has to do with the company. You are not the issue, and your opinion is not relevant in this equation. Okay? So you want to get them to talk about what they want to do with their life. Why? I'm framing them to look at the opportunity within the back of their mind of, they've just finished telling me how much they hate their boss. They just finished telling me how they need to make more money. They just finished telling me how much they miss their kids and they don't like their kids in daycare. So that's what's in the forefront of their mind. And what are they about to step into? They're about to step into an opportunity where they can learn how to do what? Oh, stay home, make money, be with my children. Hello? Do you understand? Instead of their mind being framed with bonuses, oh my gosh, is this one of those pyramid scams? Oh, I don't think this is for me. Are you with me? Okay, so. Number three, when you arrive and you're there with your prospects, or when you're in the car with them, or when, you know, before the meeting, prior to the presentation, you need to build respect to others in the room, all right? Again, this is a live thing. Build respect to others in the room. By the way, if you're doing a one-on-one presentation, same thing. Get the prospect talking about needs, strengths, and goals. Then you go right into your presentation. Okay. So, build respect to others that are in the room, new people as well as old people, as well as the speaker, okay? That's what you need to build respect to, and here's how and why. Okay, number one, very important, how and why. How is you just say, oh, my gosh, right over there is John. Oh, John has done such an amazing job. Let me get take you over there to meet him. He has been working with our company for quite some time, and he's just so good. He's done amazing things. He's actually been recognized in our publication. Let's go over and see if he has a moment to meet you. Right? I take my project, my prospect Susie over to John, and if John is a DannyJohnson.com graduate, if John is a guy who's wanting to become a professional, he's moving out of an amateur state, or he is already a professional and he knows what to do, he is going to take my prospect Susie, and he's going to say, hi Susie, nice to meet you. He's going to form Susie, and then he's going to build respect back to me. Even if I am on the last part of the food chain, I've just gotten started, I've had very little success, this is what he's going to do. He's going to talk to Susie and say, so Susie, what do you do? Oh, really? What do you like about that? What do you not like about that? Getting her to feel comfortable. She's feeling good. People are interested in her. She likes these people. Then he says, you know what, Susie? I'll tell you what. I don't know how you know Danny, but this gal is absolutely committed. She's determined. She's done an absolute phenomenal job so far. We're proud of her. We see that she's got quite a future with our company. Hello. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Susie's thinking she's in good hands. Susie's also thinking, wow, what a nice organization. They actually talk nicely about each other. Company has great morale. I wish I could work with a group like this. That's what she's thinking. Okay? So, again, when you arrive, you have Susie talking about herself. You introduce her to other associates, okay? And these are people that are playing team. All right? These may be in your, you know, Salesforce. They may be in somebody else's Salesforce. It doesn't matter. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this. People that are in New York, they learned this. People that were in Dallas, you know, last April, we went heavy to this. In fact, if you need to learn how to do this, and by the way, don't leave this call and go tell your group, you know, to teach them what I just am teaching you. Don't do that. There are, this call will be on our website. Not only that, there are calls on doing effective presentations. It's a presentation call. Presentation CDs. There's two CDs that will teach you, your group, how to be able to build respect to the new and the seasoned reps in the business so that it creates an environment. In fact, I've walked into meetings where they're so good at this that it's a laydown. I mean, I could just like, okay, here it is, here's the price, be done in 15 minutes, and it's a laydown. 90% of the room signs up. Why? Because they feel good. Because they feel good about the people they're surrounded by. They feel good about themselves because they were able to talk about themselves. They feel good about the person that brought them. It just seems like a good idea, and I just feel like I want to work with people like this. Most people have already decided whether or not they want to get in before you even open your mouth for your presentation, okay? So, again, you arrive, you form them, you introduce them to another associate, another business partner, you build up that business partner on your way walking over to them. That business partner named John forms the prospect and then builds up you who brought the prospect in, okay? So then John's done with them and I go, oh my gosh, there is Carol. Hey, Carol is actually the one that's going to give the information tonight. Remember, information does not have a negative word attachment to it. It doesn't have a negative emotion attachment. Presentation meeting does. Carol's the one that's actually going to be giving the information tonight. Oh my gosh, Susie, you know what? It's very rarely that people ever even get to shake her hand. She is in a position in our company where she is sought after. She is recognized internationally. Woman has done an absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal job. In fact, if you ever had the chance to even listen to her, work with her, I'm telling you, that's a rarity. Let's go over and see if she has a moment that she could shake your hand. Come on over with me. I bring her over to Carol, and if Carol has been trained right, she hasn't got an ego trip, then Carol says, hi, Susie, nice to meet you. What do you do for a living? How do you like it? Oh, how many kids do you have? Make Susie feel comfortable, and then guess what happens? Then Carol says, man, you know, I don't know how long you've known Danny, or are you and Danny friends? Susie's actually, I just met her 2 days ago. Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. I just have to tell you, Danny has really done an incredible job. We're very proud of her. She's very committed. She's earned our respect. You know, if the information is appealing to you and you decide that our company is something that you want to use to be able to help you be able to stay home generating an extra $50,000 a year, you're in very good hands. Very good hands. Danny has quite a career ahead of her inside of our company. Hello? Do you understand? It's so simple. Okay? So, and again, you know, if you want help transforming your team to working like that, and if you're working presentations like that, get to Arizona yesterday. Arizona First Steps to Success that's coming up. Get there yesterday. This is so important. I cannot even tell you that when you've got a team that's working together like that, it's like an NBA all-star team. It is absolutely phenomenal. Okay, so there you go on that. So it's all in how you are preparing their mind to receive the information, okay? So A, you get them talking about themselves. B, you remind them of their strengths, needs, and goals. C, you build respect to whoever is presenting. Well, Danny, what if the website is presenting? What if that's the way that we do it? That's very simple. Let me go ahead and do that. If I was talking to you, Tom, okay, and you're Tom, and let's say that I'm directing you to the website to get the information, that's what I'm going to say. And that would also be on the initial contact. I would say, Tom, let me just tell you something. The people who developed this website are very professional. Thousands of dollars have gone into the development of our website, and this website is actually the site that you would be using if this kind of information was appealing to you and you really wanted to be able to generate an extra $50,000 a year working part-time from home so that you could, you know, buy more ties and have more fun and travel more. Then let me tell you something. Pay very close attention to the details on that website because the information is very powerful, and it's going to be very helpful and intricate for you to be able to accomplish the things that you want to do, okay? So really pay close attention. You might even want to have a notepad right next to you jotting down some peculiar things that may be on that website, some good how-tos that are on that website. So really pay close attention because the company has invested thousands of dollars in developing that thing. And let's say you know who developed it. Build that person up and say this website would be available for you to utilize if you actually, enjoyed the information that you saw and felt like this was something that was going to work for you developing an extra $50,000 a year. I built up the importance of the website, paying close attention to it. Are you with me? Okay, compelling sales copy. Same thing. In fact, I've done a takeaway with that. I've actually, somebody will call me, you know, and say, hey, can you just send me some information? This is what I tell that person. I say, you know what, I'm actually looking for someone that's real serious, and you and I both know we've requested information. It winds up in the trash and never even look at it. And to be honest with you, I'm willing to make an investment into you as long as I know that you're absolutely serious. So if you go to my site and I see that you register to get some information, once I see your name come through, then I'll go ahead and mail you something. Once I see you take step one, then I'm willing to take step one. Done that many times, and guess what they do? Instantly go to the website, register, then I'll go ahead and send it to them. Okay, now the compelling the package that you're going to send them, you tell them, okay, let me just tell you, once you get that website, make sure you're in a quiet place, you're ready to sit down, you're ready to absorb the information, because this information is very valuable. It was put together by some professionals who invested thousands of dollars in pulling all this together. This information, I want you to look at it from the mindset of, well, if I was working with the company to help me get to my $50,000 a year goal, this is the information that you would be giving other people. Okay, so you'll see. Very professional. It will make you look good if you were the one handing this information to somebody else. Hello, it's an assumption close. You already have assumed them in. You've already got them thinking, them passing out information themselves. Okay? Now, I already talked about how to get on a conference call. Live one-on-one, belly to belly. Okay, pretty much the same thing. If I'm going to go live belly to belly with them, and it's a one-on-one presentation, we're going to sit down, I'm going to get them talking about themselves, talking about their goals all over again, and then I begin in my intro. And your introduction on a presentation call is a one-on-one presentation is only to build a rapport, to build me too, to build a bridge between you and them. And so your testimony is what you start with, and you say, you know, for example, they say you're in a casual conversation, right? And they're talking about their, you know, how much they just can't stand their boss and how they really need to get out of debt, okay? And that may be a perfect lead, and you say, that's so funny. In fact, let me go ahead and tell you about our company, because when I first got started, we were so severely in debt, and that just had to be done. We just so had to be done with it. And prior to getting started, you know, I was working as a cocktail waitress, and, you know, I liked the people I worked with, but I liked the people that I served, but I couldn't stand the people I worked with. You know, my boss was just, you know, stressed out and short and kind of a jerk sometimes. And not only that, but $1,500 a month is what I was making, and that just was not working. It was barely cutting it, and I just wanted something better for my daughter. Well, everything I just said, guys, they can relate to. Especially because some of them, they had a boss that they don't like, or they're barely making ends meet, or they're in debt or whatever. They're like, yeah, me too, you know. And it's just real casual. Real casual. Don't turn into a salesperson when you begin your flip chart presentation. And all you do, and this is very important, if the company has provided a flip chart for you, stick to it. If they have provided a flip chart for you, you must stick to it. Do not, please listen to me, do not, whatever you do, try to look all business savvy. Listen, they are looking at what you're doing, saying, can I do that? They look at what you're doing, going, can I do it, and do I want to do it? When they see you reading a flip chart, guess what? They're like, that is so easy. That's all you have to do to make money? I could do that. Do you understand? Very important. Very important to keep it simple and duplicatable. Listen, I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of one-on-one presentations. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. Hundreds and hundreds of them. And I read it every single time, whether I'm doing it at Denny's or Starbucks. The company has the writing on the back of it. You're showing the picture. You say, you know, the company's made it so simple for us. We just read this chart. So I'm just going to read it to you. And if you like the information, great. If you don't, that's fine, too. You're going to find something to be able to make you $50,000 a year. You got it? Okay. If you are doing the combination recorded calls, everything I've already taught completely applies, so that is totally, I don't need to go off on that. One-on-one on the phone, very similar to one-on-one belly-to-belly. And you may let them know, you know, our company has provided us a script. Basically, I'm just going to kind of read the script over the phone. So if you have a piece of paper and pen, you know, the script was written by somebody that has been very successful, has just done tremendous business. They really are doing an amazing job, and this is really the best way for us to go ahead and give you that information, and then I'll answer any questions that you have afterwards. Boom. Bada boom, bada bing. Okay. So I've taught you all seven ways to do it. Now, this is something that we're starting for January 31st. We're going to do this for the rest of the year. I'm going to answer one question per week. So we're going to have a question for the week that's going to come off of from our email. And we get inundated with hundreds of questions weekly. But we're going to pick one a week that we're going to answer. This is from a lady by the name of Kim. And her question was, she says, my question is that I am a party plan rep. How can I take and adapt your calls and conferences for my type of marketing? Okay, Kim, that is a great question. And the only confusion that you're having is really just in your mind, because everything completely applies to a party plan that I just talked about. And I've helped lots of people become far more successful with their party plan. Now, obviously, most of my focus here was about business development. But let me go ahead and just answer your question and equip you, for all of you, because I know we have tons of reps that do cosmetics, that do plastic things, that burp. We know that we have tons of you on here that do candles or whatever. There's all kinds of party plan cookware, which, by the way, my kitchen is completely filled with one particular party plan cookware. I earned most of it for free. I love those party plans. They're awesome. Anyway, so this is how to do it. And again, it's so funny because I've had lots of people in my own home doing a home party for their candles or their cookware or their whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could help you make so much money if you just knew how to do it right. Okay, so it's very, very simple. Everything I just said totally, completely applies to you. Okay? You show up for your home party. Okay? You, as the hostess, should be making sure you meet as everybody in that party. Shaking hands, meeting people, forming them, making them feel comfortable with you as the presenter. Okay? Build a bridge between you and them. Obviously, you know you're supposed to get there early. But you absolutely get there and make friends, target some people. In fact, I've done this so many times, I've done tons of home parties, okay? Whether a party plan or a home party for business. But check it out. You open your eyes and you look for, okay, who's the social butterfly here? Watch your people. Whether you have 4, 5, or 20, which is what I had 28 at my home party, my personal one in my own home. But look, no matter who it is, you're looking for the social one. You're looking for the one that knows everybody. You're looking for the one, oh, hi, how's it going? Okay? You're looking for that one. You're also looking for who's the go-getter. Who's the one that's direct? Who's the one that's got a great job, who's accomplished a lot? That's who you're looking for, okay? You're in there as a talent scout looking for who you're going to target, that you want to build a rapport with, that you want to get to know with, that you want to build trust with, okay? You're also looking for any needs that you can find in that place. Before your presentation starts is the most important part of the presentation. Let me tell you why. I have a girlfriend of mine that I worked with. She was actually my nanny at one point. would come to seminars, okay, she lived with me, okay, this girl lived with me for a year and a half, okay, now how can you not hang out or live with me for a year and a half and not learn some kind of people skills or learn a format? Okay, well, after she moved on from being my nanny, she got involved in the party plan deal. Do you know that she quickly was promoted to the very top of that organization. Why? Because of what I just taught tonight. That's why. Okay? So, you get involved, you are meeting those people, meeting's all done, you've got phone numbers, you follow up with those people. When you get on the phone with them, you don't be all goofy and professional, okay? You know, let's say, you know, you always have the list of people who wanted to do a party, right? You have the people, now listen, you say, you know, a company provides a way where you can actually earn this entire catalog for free if you chose to. Or you, those items that you got on there, I know many of you have lots on your wish list, and if you want to be able to earn it for free, and you want to have a blast in your home as we've had tonight, then this is what you can do. Just put your name and number down right here. When you call those people back, you build a rapport with them. You form them. You find their needs, their strengths, their goals, and then hello! Then you do everything I just told you to do last week's call. You do step one with those people. Isn't that awesome? You send thank you cards to people. You start to build a relationship. If you build relationships with people, you will build a dynasty. Okay? Build a relationship, build a dynasty. Okay, so now you've got the long list of people that want to do presentations. You call them back, you build a rapport. You know, it's so simple. So anyway, Kim and all the rest of you that are working in all those party plans, everything I taught tonight and everything I taught last week completely applies. Completely applies. Get it out of your head that you do something different because you don't do something different. It is the exact same principles, exact same format that will work for your business model. You just got to open your mind and utilize it, okay? Alrighty then. I have time for one more question. Why don't we do two questions for the week? I have a file that's 2 inches thick that is called questions, and those are just the ones that have been printed out for me. That is not including the ones that haven't been printed out for me. And here's one more. Okay. What advice do you have for an employed person who must keep a low profile? Same exact answer. Listen, guys, if you could just get you out of the way, you'd blow your mind. Because here right now, you're saying you have to keep a low profile, and this person did not leave their name. Or I can't. It's actually just in the email. She didn't sign it. Or he didn't sign it. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, here's the deal, here's the deal. If I have a job, which I did, okay, I was a cocktail waitress, okay, and you obviously cannot bring in your little part-time business. In some jobs, you just can't. Other jobs, they let you put your vitamins, or if that's what you're marketing, right on your desk. Or if you're doing cosmetics, they let you put that right on your desk. They can't stop you from having the things you eat or use on your desk, right? But let's say you have to keep a low profile. Then you obviously have to learn how to form people all the more. You start targeting. Look inside your job, and you start targeting. Okay, who here knows how to accomplish things? Who here is a get-it-done kind of a person? Who here has determination, desire, and persistence? Who here is divinely dissatisfied with where they're at? And you target those people. You absolutely target those people, and you find ways to weasel in to get to know who they are. You begin to build a rapport. You begin to build trust. Then you go to coffee for lunch or something. And then you go, you know, I couldn't help but notice, Sarah, that you were saying that you're really not satisfied with the kind of income that our company is paying you. I mean, have you thought about looking for something else? Oh, gosh, yeah, but I just wouldn't know where to look, really. You know, I don't know. I work part-time, too, because I had the same exact thing happen for me, that, you know, we just weren't making a lot of money, and I needed to find some additional income. And I don't know if it's going to work for you or not, but I work with a company that happens to be looking for some people. Why don't I get your phone number and we'll just talk after hours, okay? Bada boom, bada bing. Okay, I answered two questions and I'm moving on. All right, real simple. That's easy. That's simple. Okay, so let me just wrap this up right now with you. I began this call with asking you, you know, are you one step closer to any one of those goals on your list? Have you already accomplished a goal off that list? If you have, I want you to email it to me. I want you to say, Danny, I did it. I had this on my list, something I want to do for years. I finally got off my tail and made something happen. I am proud of you. Let's say that you said, I want to get better at prospecting, okay? And let's say that you now are taking steps to do that. Maybe you purchased a script book. Maybe you're enrolled in the class that we have taking place tomorrow. That is, you are in the process of making your goal come to pass. Let's say that you were in New York or you're going to Phoenix. You know what I mean? That's the process of making your goal come to pass. It's just like if you were, for example, flying to Phoenix, Arizona for First Steps to Success, you got to know where you're starting from, what time you want to leave, what time you need to arrive, what you need to bring, who you're going with, why you're going. All of those things are important. And so if you have your list of goals and you listen to that call on January 3rd and you've accomplished something, I want you to email me, or if you're in process, I've taken steps, I'm moving forward. That's what I mean. Let's say again that closing, let's say that that's a weakness for you and your posture just weakens tremendously when it comes to asking those closing questions on page 3, which we're going to talk about tomorrow, by the way. Not tomorrow, next week, Monday. Part 3 is going to be about the follow-up and closing. It's helping people to make a decision to get started in the business. I'm going to work you through that entire process. Well, here's the deal. Let's say that you want to be getting better at that, okay? And let's say that you are working the phones and things are not getting better, and you're just still working the phones and things aren't getting better. Well, that's not helping you get closer to your goal. If you're working the phones and you've increased your production, your activity, but your production has not increased, then you have to troubleshoot and go, okay, I need help in this area. You know, so let's say that you're enrolled in the closing class that's taking place this coming Thursday. It's a 4-week coaching class on closing specifically. It's 3 o'clock to 4:30. Maybe even 5, but I've committed from 3 to 4:30 for live interaction coaching class on closing. Okay, that means you are in progress, you're making progress, you're one step closer to your goal, okay? So that's very important. So again, it is January 31st. Do not begin February without direction. Do not begin February without a commitment of what you will accomplish this month. Do not begin February without something that you're aiming at, because if you aim at nothing, you are surely going to hit it. So you better tonight define February 1. By February 28th, I hope this is an old leap year, because that puts my birthday off one day. Anyway, by February 28th, that you say, okay, I will have accomplished this by the end of this month. And when you have accomplished this, then what steps do you have to take to be able to make that happen? And you begin daily taking those steps. Okay, so here's the deal. If you are right now, you're waiting for us, because we've asked you guys, where do you want us to come? And if you're waiting for us to come to Las Vegas or New Mexico, you're waiting for us to come to Southern California or Seattle or Texas, guess what? It ain't going to happen. Arizona is our West Coast stop for several months now. Okay, we're not coming back to that area. I will tell you, we will not be in Las Vegas this year. Okay, that it's not on the map for this year. We've got 12 cities that are like screaming, and Las Vegas is one of them. But if you are anywhere near the state of Arizona, and you are waiting for us to come to your town, to your city, or to your state, you are really doing yourself a massive disservice. And let me tell you why. Many of those out there who are being trained up to a professional level in the business, they realize that you use an event to build for the next event, to build for the next impending event, which could be an end of the month type of a thing. So, for example, Arizona's coming. Don't wait around. If you're in Las Vegas and you're waiting for us to come there, we're not coming there. So here's the reality. Arizona is your closest shot for this year, for the next 6 months, for the next 12 months, actually. Arizona is your closest shot to take an advantage of plugging into First Steps to Success. So if you want to have a major jump start for February, you want to have a serious high closing month, then you want to get brand new people at that event with you. Just like the people who were in New York. Those who had new people, their sales have already increased. In fact, I even had one of my clients bring me a bunch of old people, and she called me on Tuesday going, book your coaching course. She's like, Danny, they are already producing more. She got 7 of her people with her, been with the business for a long time. They were already producing more. Okay, now I'm telling you, do not focus on the people who've been with you for a long time. You need brand new, fresh blood. Now, if you really want 2005 to be a profitable year, if you really want you to have a cutting edge ability in the home-based business industry, if you really want to be a part of a breed above that is a breed apart, then you must plug into First Steps to Success. Get people, new people, to plug into that event with you. Now, if you're saying, well, I can't afford it, I can't go, great. Find people to go in your place that are brand new. Get brand new people to plug into there. And I promise you, they're going to come out of there running faster than you are. They're going to come out of there kicking your tail, because they'll be producing more income for themselves. They'll be sponsoring more people. They'll be stepping up to presentations. By the time we're done with them in those 2 days, They'll be stepping up the same way I stepped up out of my first training seminar, okay? Bottom line is that this gets results. And this is not unfounded. There's a young lady who started back in September, first month. She got no results. Plugged into First Steps in Salt Lake City in October, okay? Plugged in October, came out of that, and in 4 weeks sponsored 20 people. Her name is Cheryl. She's out of Houston, Texas. So let me ask you something. Do you want to have a Cheryl in your business? Do you want to have someone like a Cheryl come out of that two-day seminar sponsoring 20 people in 4 weeks? Now, to date, she has 60 people in her sales force, and 13 people are sponsoring people left and right. To the tune of 1 to 2 people a week, she has 13 people in her business that are sponsoring people. Isn't that awesome? She has 13 people presenting the business every single day. Do you want that? That came from Cheryl. Her upline has not helped her. Her upline hasn't been there. This girl on her own found DannyJohnson.com and stepped at the plate and went for it. Okay? So there you go. All right. Also to let you know, prospecting class is closed. It's totally full. We cannot take any more people on that. We have 2 spaces left for the closing class that's taking place this Thursday. You want more information, go to DannyJohnson.com. Other than that, let me tell you this. I want to encourage you guys. I'm so proud of you guys for stepping up, being on this call. I am so completely proud of you for taking one step at a time closer to your goals. 2005 must be deliberate. 2005 must, you must be determined. In 2005, you must accomplish far more than you did in 2004. And if you do, you'll have more excitement, more exhilaration. You'll be out of debt. You'll have more money than you know what to do with. You'll have more time with your kids than you know what to do with. You'll fall madly in love again with your spouse. Okay, if you decide to take me up on this trip, this adventure, to moving forward and hitting your goals, I promise you. Listen, guys, I want to coach a championship team, and I don't care if you are the worst person on the team. If you're committed, I'm committed. Let's go to the top. God bless you up.